Puttscast land. I'm here today with Nikki. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So the first question we ask all podcast guests is, tell us how you got here. Give us a bit of your fandom origin story.
Okay. So I started my fandom origin story. I started with the Twilight fandom when I was like way, way little. And it was just something about, I think it was just something about being able to create anything that you want. And having, like, I guess, being able to explore different characters and characters in different settings that just, like, it just fit immediately. And since then, I kind of went from Twilight to Supernatural for a bit before pretty quickly settling into Marvel. And this is where I'm at. I think in Marvel, I started mostly with Steve and Bucky because I saw the first movie I saw was Captain America: Winter Soldier. And I just saw that and I was like, they are so in love. And it just hit me. And ever since then, I've just kind of been expanding my ships and different fandoms. And it's just been so much fun.
So how'd you land on Stony eventually then from that impression?
I actually didn't get into Stony until after Civil War.
Interesting. Okay, tell me why.
I think it just kind of like hit me in that movie that like, yes, a lot of them was like, they were fighting and it was this huge thing. But also like, you don't fight that much with a person you don't care about. And I think like after that I started reading fics and it just kind of like, I really understood how fandom started like seeing Tony, which is like similar to, but also a little bit different from what the movies actually like portray him as, or like what RDJ portrays him as. So it was like, I don't know. And I like, to be completely honest, I'm a huge like angst fan. I love that so much. So like this like pairing was just like, there's so much angst, but there's also happy endings, which is like a must for me. So it was just like a really good place for me to be for a while. And I'm still in there. Like, I feel like I still haven't read all of the like titular fics of the fandom, and I'm still like getting into it, you know?
Well, I think one of the things we all feel is that we will all never read everything we want to read. So that's a common, I think our listeners are going to be nodding along as you said that. Mm-hmm. So what you said that you think Tony is a little bit different for, in fandom than on screen. Do you, like, what do you think are the differences?
I think some of it has to do with like continuity.
Okay.
And fandom does a really good job of filling in the gaps and trying to get, I mean, like we try our best in terms of trying to like maintain some sort of continuity for him, even though like different directors have, or like different writers have different takes on him, right? So I think like for me, what I really enjoy is like what we've kind of decided Tony to be is like, And this is true for the movies too. I just think they don't show it as much as like Tony just trying really, really hard to be a good person, to be like the best that he can be. And I think that's something that resonates with a lot of people in the fandom.
That makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned Stucky and now we've talked about Stony. Are you a mono shipper? Do you like to kind of go around? Is there a character that you'll follow kind of anywhere? Give me the feeling on that.
I will ship anything. I've made jokes on Tumblr that I will ship a rock with the sun. For me, I think I've really kind of realized throughout, you know, reading different ships and different fandoms is that like what's important to me is the writing and what's like how the writer perceives these two characters. So I can go into a ship where, you know, I might not necessarily ship them, but I can go in and I can like this fic will introduce me to this ship. And it's just kind of like, it's reading something that makes you happy, right? So yeah, no, that's kind of like how I started with like Bill and Clint, because I didn't really like know much about them, and I like they didn't really interact, but I have a couple of fandom friends who introduced me to them, and I just started reading the fics, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so obvious, they're so in love, even though they spoke like two lines at each other.
We are very good in fandom at retconning relationships. For sure. So with Tony, do you have, like, for instance, for me, Stony, Winter, Iron, and Stucconi are kind of my three that I prefer him in, but I'll dabble in just, I mean, he's like Steve and Tony are, and Bucky are my bicycles. I'll kind of follow them anyway.
Oh yes.
But with Tony, kind of what's your preference? Who do you prefer with him?
My happy place is Stucconi. I really enjoy the dynamic of that triad, and I will take any form of that triad, which includes, you know, Stony and Winter Iron and also Stucky. I think that polyam relationship is coming out with some really, really fantastic fics right now, and I really appreciate that. I get really emotional reading Tony and Rhodey. Like more emotional sometimes than like when I read Stony, because they're like such good friends, and I'm like, he like they both love each other so much, and I'm just like, I have not met a Tony Rhodey fic that I do not like.
That is high praise, I think. Speaking of fics you love, kind of what, you know, from your multi-shipper perspective, what are some fics that you wish our listeners would read?
Ooh. Okay, so I actually have a couple, and I'm going to start with the not Marvel ones, because I've kind of been on a Witcher kick, to be honest. But I will go into my Stucconi collection as well, because there's some really good fics in there. So we are starting with, this is a Witcher fic. It's called, It's a Long Way Forward, So Trust in Me by Suzuki Blue. And it is a ABO fic, which is really strange because like when I first came into fandom, I had no idea what ABO was. I was very, very confused, as I'm sure most people are when they have, like, when they come into fandom and they just see the amount of ABO fics there are and what goes into that dynamic. But I just started reading ABO recently, and this fic is so fantastic because Yeskier is the alpha, and Geralt is the Omega in that relationship, yeah.
And that would be quite a little bit similar to the dynamics that we have with Tony and Steve in that way. A little bit for folks who are not familiar with The Witcher, it would be very much like an alpha Tony Stark within that particular fandom. So that's a really interesting dynamic.
It is. And like, if we're talking about Geralt, for people who haven't seen the show, he's very much kind of like a very growly, very like brooding type of quote unquote alpha hero. And he like, to the point where like he doesn't really have that much dialogue. And most of what he says is just sarcastic bullshit, you know? Sorry, can I swear?
You absolutely can, yes.
But yeah, so it's very interesting to me to have this dynamic in effect, because, you know, when someone looks at Geralt and Yeskier, it's pretty like, by traditional ways of ABL, Yeskier would be the Omega. But it's really interesting that this fic kind of flipped it on its head, and it's kind of like Yeskier is almost like a service stop, you know, and he's very like, he just wants Geralt to feel happy and satisfied. And that makes me very happy and satisfied.
Amazing. So give me these stuccones, because I always want more of those.
Ooh. I have a list, my friend. So I will start with the one. I usually do not read works in progress. It's just a little bit harder for me because I'm the most impatient person alive. So I will pick Sugar Sugar by not even close to straight. I don't know if you know this author, but they come out with really, really fantastic fics. And they have multiple stuccones out, and they're all fantastic. And I highly recommend anything by this author. They have a pirate AU for stuccone that is amazing. And I don't know if you read
it. For any stony mono shippers, I am not even close to straight, is who wrote Stetson's, the famous Stetson's, yes. Stony ABO. So that would be the same author.
Yes, and Stetson's has a very special place in my heart. I'm not a Western reader, but that fic was so fantastic. And Not Even Close to Straight takes a lot of tropes, like different tropes, you know? And she has like a pirate AU for stuccone. I think there's a stony one where like one of them is an archaeologist, and they have a love story in the forest while running away from evil people.
Because why not?
Exactly. Like, because why not? And it's so good.
Okay, so what's your final rec for us?
Okay, let me finish Sugar Sugar because it is so cute. I just want to finish recking it. Tony owns a bakery called Sweet Peach that is totally based on his butt. And Steve and Bucky are totally in love with this butt. And it is the most like lighthearted, happy fic that I've read in a while. And it is so cute. And Steve and Bucky are just so in love with Tony. And Tony is like a master flirt. So it's just like, they just like adore flirting with each other. So if you guys like fics where the main characters are flirting, I would definitely recommend this. Okay, so my last rec is a Winter Iron Brooklyn Nine-Nine fic. And it is called Tinker Techie Soldier Spy by Dracus Fire. It is one that I just started to read, so I don't know much about it. But I think all you need to know is the fact that it's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine AU.
For sure. And if you are somebody who also loves Jake Peralta as much as I do, I think that that is a really fun itch to scratch. So thanks
have
for recommending
it. Have
you read it? I have not yet. So I'll have to go find it. Yep.
I will send you the link.
Excellent. And we'll put that link and all the other links in the show notes, folks. So Nikki, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.